Support comes from Pacific Science Center, celebrating spring at PacSci with butterflies at the Tropical Butterfly House, sea creatures in the saltwater tide pool, and Jane Goodall, Reasons for Hope at the IMAX Theater, a journey around the globe to share good news stories. Learn more at PacSci.org.
Good evening from the KUOW Newsroom. This is Seattle Now. Paige Browning here with your news on a nice and sunny May day. Here are today's top stories. It's Thursday, May 9th. Starting with Catholic sexual abuse cases, lawyers for the state of Washington are suing the Seattle Archdiocese over how it handled child sex abuse cases within the church. Gustavo Sugrero is here to tell us more.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says this is the first of what could be three lawsuits spanning all divisions of the Catholic Church in the state. This is all happening amid a months-long investigation. The AG's office has been trying to figure out whether various dioceses in the state covered up systemic sexual abuses and shielded priests using charitable trust funds. The Seattle Archdiocese says it welcomes the investigation and was working with the AG's office, but what they've given is not enough for the state investigators. In 2019, the Vatican lifted its secrecy rules for sex abuse cases, and since then, the Seattle Archdiocese says there have been no reports of sexual abuse of a minor or vulnerable adult. Gustavo Sagredo, KUOW News.
Elementary school parents are reeling from the news about possible Seattle school closures. After months of speculation, Seattle school officials have come out with a proposal to close 20 elementary schools by the fall of 2025. Leading up to this, enrollment going down, and a budget crisis. Sammy West has more today.
Superintendent Brent Jones says downsizing the district's footprint is key to getting out of this structural deficit. He says spreading students more evenly across a smaller number of schools will help the district operate more efficiently and even better serve students.
We can have all schools providing equitable and consistent mix of services to more students. We can have consistent, stable, and comprehensive school staffing.
This week, the school board gave Jones the go-ahead to create a list of which elementary schools to close down. 29 of the district's schools have fewer than 300 students. Jones says those smaller schools are less likely to have full-time nurses, social workers, or music and art teachers. Still, some parents and community members remain unconvinced that school closures are necessary. Sammy West, KUOW News.
Reminder that President Joe Biden will arrive in Seattle sometime tomorrow for a campaign visit. He will depart at an undisclosed time on Saturday. Biden's campaign has released few details, but he'll be at a fundraiser Friday night somewhere in Seattle. The White House is sending most of his closest staffers, but he hasn't announced any official business while in town. So if you're at the airport and face sudden delays, or suddenly the road you're driving shuts down, that's probably why, for the next couple of days. Seattle will soon have somewhere for people to recover after surviving an overdose. The city is investing millions in a post-OD recovery center in the downtown area. It's an alternative to the current options, going to the emergency room or staying where you are, which is often on the street. Lupe Hurtado is a peer counselor with the Opioid Treatment Network. She says after an overdose, people often experience painful withdrawal symptoms.
People need a safe place where they can recover from the traumatic experience of surviving a drug poisoning. This site will bridge individuals to medical care and provide connections to programs such as mental health and housing.
More than $5.5 million from a federal grant will go towards the new space, which will be run by the Downtown Emergency Service Center. Emergency personnel respond to overdoses every day. In the first 3 months of the year, they responded to nearly 2,000 overdose calls around King County. The Biden administration has just approved Washington State's $1.2 billion request for internet expansion. Washington can start requesting the money now through Biden's Internet for All initiative. The huge cash influx can be used to install high-speed internet networks in locations that don't have access to them now. Governor Jay Inslee says this is going to help communities tap into jobs, healthcare, and education. And finally today, nearly 1,000 skiers are officially in prep mode for the Ski to Sea race. The race organizers finally notified the racing teams on Wednesday that there is enough snow and the ski legs are a go for this month. For weeks, race organizers have worried that the low winter snowpack will lead them to change the snowy legs to mountain biking and running. But they got the go-ahead from Mount Baker's snow measuring team on Tuesday. This 7-sport relay race in the Bellingham area is sold out. Each of the 503 teams have a cross-country skier and a downhill skier. Next time on Seattle Now, Casual Friday Live. We'll bring you the best moments from our last live event at the Fremont Abbey, all about the future of work. Things are always a little different with a live show.
Corporate leaders from some of the largest companies are really trying to claw their workers back. They have not been shy about requesting more butts and chairs. Amazon is a great example.
That's Friday morning on the podcast with host Patricia Murphy. And that's a wrap from the KUOW Newsroom in Seattle. Our producer is Andy Hurst, and I'm Paige Browning. Seattle Now and KUOW are members of the NPR network. See ya.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.